You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Then I don't have the time. Not missing my blessing. Keep my eyes on the prize, and I won't be distracted from doing God's work. The enemy is stressed and busy, works on borrowed time.
Located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. You are welcome to stop by, listen in, tune in. Well, listen here, not on today. Don't you dare miss your blessing on today. We're asking you to come and join us on tonight. I'm telling you, tonight we're going to have Pastor Monica. She's going to be bringing forth the word at 8 p.m. Meet us there. And then on Friday, we're having evangelist, prophetess Serena Williams. On Friday night, she's going to be bringing forth the word. And on Sunday, we're having Pastor Joseph Orange. Hallelujah. He's going to be bringing forth the word on Sunday at 11 o'clock. So don't you dare miss these nights. Tonight at 8 p.m., Friday night at 8 p.m., and Sunday at 11 a.m. God is moving in this season. And I'm telling you, in order for you to get your blessing from God, you got to be in the place. God bless you.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Thank God for his spirit and his anointing. Thank God for his power.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is blessing. He's moving. Amen. This is the year he's going to bless many of you that have lived for him. Amen. That have served him. Glory to God. Watch what God do for you and in your life. I'm going to be talking from St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Amen. Praise God. God has great things. Amen. So you listening and tuning, starting in Mark, St. Mark, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. Amen. Get your Bibles and get ready because you need to hear the word of God. You need the word of God. St. Mark 10 and 17. Read it for me, please.
And when he was gone forth.
When he was gone forth.
Into the way.
Into the way.
There came one running.
There came one running.
And kneeled to him.
Kneeled to him.
And asked him.
And asked him.
Good master.
Good master.
What shall I do?
What shall I do?
That I may inherit eternal life.
May inherit in eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, amen, this man is coming to Jesus. Amen. Glory to God and saying, good master. Hallelujah. What must I do to, hallelujah, glory to God, inherit eternal life? Well, I want you to know that's a good question. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to know what you got to do to get eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there is an answer. God wants to bless you. God wants to reveal to you, amen, how you can be blessed, how you can be delivered, how you can be set free. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to know, amen, glory to God, that he's the one that's going to give you the answer. Read on for me, please.
And Jesus said unto him.
Jesus said unto him.
Why callest thou me good?
Why callest thou me good?
There is none.
There is none.
Good but one.
Good but one.
That is God.
That is God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants you to know, amen, glory to God. It's all right, amen, if you call me good. Amen. Glory to God. But God is the good one. God is good all the time. He's good in your life. He's good to you. Amen. And that's why today you ought to be serving him. That's why today you ought to be calling on him. Praise God. Read on for me, please.
Thou knowest the commandments.
Thou knowest the commandments.
Do not commit adultery.
Do not commit adultery. Say, you know the commandments.
Yes.
Don't commit adultery.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you try to go with somebody else. Amen. Husband of somebody else's wife. Read on for me, please.
Do not kill.
Do not kill. Don't destroy anybody. You didn't make life, so don't you take life away from anybody. Read on for me, please.
Do not steal.
Do not steal. Amen. Glory to God. Don't take something that don't belong to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And people got to understand. Amen. Hallelujah. They got to know these things. Read on for me, please.
Do not bear false witness.
Do not bear false witness. Amen. Don't, hallelujah, lie. Amen. Glory to God. Say somebody did something. Witness it. Amen. Hallelujah. Say it. it, amen, and it's not true. Read on.
Defraud not.
Don't take something, amen, from somebody else. Read on.
Honor thy father and mother.
Honor thy father and mother. Amen. Glory to God. Look out for your father and mother. Listen to your father and mother. Obey your father and mother. Read on for me, please.
And he answered.
He answered.
And said unto him.
Said unto him.
Master.
Master.
All these have I observed.
All these have I observed.
From my youth.
From my youth. The man, amen, said, I've done this, Master. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what many of you, amen, might say in your life. I've done all of this. I want to know, amen, how to get to what I want because I done did all the things. Amen. I went to church. I praise God. I thank God. I live holy. I stand on the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. I did what was right. Tell me, amen, Master. Glory to God. I did it. Amen. And I should be glad. Amen. And I should be in here with eternal life because I did this since I was young. Amen. Glory to God. Read on for me, please.
Then Jesus, beholding him.
Jesus, beholding him.
Loved him.
Loved him.
And said unto
and
him.
Said unto him.
One thing thou lackest.
One thing thou lackest.
Go thy way.
Oh, hallelujah. Go your way. See, amen. You can let something in your life, even though you think you're great, you think you're wonderful, amen, glory to God, I'm wonderful, I'm great, amen, hallelujah, you know how people feel, I'm the greatest worker on this job, I did what I needed to do on the job, so I'm great, amen, hallelujah, you're doing what the boss say, you're doing it like the boss say, amen, I'm great, I'm serving God. Amen. I'm doing all what God say. Amen. Got a man, he feel like I'm the greatest. Amen. Hallelujah. My wife should appreciate me because I'm great. I'm working. Hallelujah. I'm taking care. I'm doing everything. Amen. Glory to God that I think I should do. Yeah. But you lacking something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go your way. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's not finished yet. Ooh. Amen. You need to know what you need to do. Read on for me, please.
Sell whatsoever thou hast.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Now you're telling folks something. Sell what you got. Read on.
And give to the poor.
Uh-oh. Now, amen. Give it to the poor. Sell what you got. Ooh. Give it to the poor. Amen. Now you're digging in folks' pockets. And you want to get embarrassed? You want folks to get mad?
Yes.
You start digging in their pocket. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's one thing God will do. He'll dig in your pocket. Amen. Hallelujah. Get what you got. Amen. Sell it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And give what you got to the poor. Read on for me, please.
And I shall have treasures in heaven.
You shall have treasures in heaven. Oh, for all of that, you got treasures. How many of y'all want treasures in heaven?
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I want treasures in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but you got to take what you got and sell it. Give to the poor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you have treasures in heaven. How many want treasures in heaven? I want it,
yes.
And you can have it. And if you want it, you can have it. Read on for me, please.
And come.
And come.
Take up the cross.
Take up the cross.
And follow me.
Oh, wait a minute. Hallelujah. After you done did all of that, you done give, sell what you got and give to the poor. And he give you a treasure in heaven. Hallelujah. Go with God. Go take up your cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Take it up. Do what I say. Go, come and follow me. Amen. Many of you feel like you're taking up your cross, feel like you're following God, but you haven't done what he said.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. You didn't plant your treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't make your treasures in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So now you got a problem. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many want to do what God say and don't have that problem? How many want to give like God say give that so you won't have the problem? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what the Bible say? Amen. Hallelujah. You that give sparingly, you give stingily, you're going to reap stingily.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you give abundantly, you're going to have abundance.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Then, amen, you're going to have treasures in heaven. Read on for me, please.
And he was sad at that saying.
He was sad at that saying.
And went away
grieved. Went away grieved.
For he had great possessions.
Oh, my God. And that's what you, glory to God. They think it's my money and I don't do what I want to. Amen. It's my money and I should want to spend it like I want to. No, but you got a ruler over you.
Yes.
You got somebody, hallelujah, that tells you what to do. You got a word that you abide by.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You got God ruling, God's standards, and you got to obey it.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And many of you, because you got a little something, you got a little job, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, you feel like you should do what you need to do, and then, hallelujah, when God tell you what to do, you go away sad. You
yes.
go away grieved, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, because you think what you got is so great, and you think it's yours, hallelujah, but I want to tell you the Bible declare the earth is the Lord's,
yes.
and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
Yes.
So if everything belongs to God, when you leave here, you're not taking nothing with you.
Thank you.
Glory to God, you'll not be able to put all your money in your casket and
yes.
carry it with you. So you might as well do what God says and
yes.
build up your treasures in heaven so that you can be blessed. Read on for me, please.
And Jesus looked round
Jesus looked round about
and said unto his disciples,
said unto his disciples,
How hardly shall they that have riches,
enter into the kingdom of God?
Into the kingdom of
Oh, I want you to know, amen, hallelujah. Jesus wanted his disciples to hear that. Amen, hallelujah. And he said to his disciples, how hardly, hallelujah, shall, hallelujah, they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. He wanted to know how to enter into the kingdom of God, but he didn't want to do what it takes to
yes.
enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
He got grieved. He got sad. Amen, hallelujah. He got upset. And that's like some of y'all today. Hallelujah. You want to know how to make it to heaven.
Yes.
You want to know how to be with God. You want to know how to be in God's kingdom. And when we tell you, you get upset.
Yes.
That's not going to change anything.
No.
You're going to have to learn that it's time to change. You got to change your way.
Yes.
You got to change your life. You got to change your living. You got to change your heart.
Okay.
It's time for heart to be changed. Amen. Because you can't love nothing more than you love God. Amen. Glory to God. That's one of his commandments. Love the Lord thy God
yes.
with all of your heart and with all your might. So when you do that, you will understand that you got a chance now to enter into the kingdom of God. Read on for me, please.
And the disciples were astonished at his word.
At his word.
But Jesus answered again.
Jesus answered again.
And said unto them.
Hallelujah. The disciples were astonished. Amen. When he said that. Amen. Glory to God. God, sometimes Jesus got a way of shocking you. Amen. His word got a way of shocking you.
Ooh.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you have no knowledge of a lot of things that Jesus require.
Yes.
But when you get the knowledge of what he require, all you got to do is do it. Amen. And do it with your whole heart and mind, soul and body and spirit.
Yes.
And God will bless you. The disciples was astonished. Amen, hallelujah, glory at his word. But Jesus began to talk to them and explain to them what he wanted them to know. Read on for me, please.
Children, how hard is it? For them that trust in riches.
That's the problem, amen. Many of you trust in riches. Amen, hallelujah, I'm rich now. I got money now. Praise God, hallelujah. That's why God takes his time many times blessing folk. And, you know, we get angry because we say, amen, we should be blessed.
Yes.
Amen, we should have the riches. We should prosper. Yes, amen, hallelujah. But once you get it, what are you going to do? It's hard. Hallelujah for you when you start trusting in your riches. Hallelujah. Got money in the bank. You got your 401k. Hallelujah. Getting your check. Hallelujah. Glory to God from paycheck to paycheck. Hallelujah. Putting it where you want to. Buying the car you want. Buying the house you want. Hallelujah. All your money in the bank. And you feel like I'm all right. Amen. But that's not enough. Read on for me, please.
To enter into the kingdom
of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How, amen, hard is it? Amen. amen, glory to God, for you to enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It's hard when you're a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. So settle yourself down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you can't carry all of that with you. Yes. Amen. Once you die, it's gone. And it's in somebody else's hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you might as well live life and enjoy life and enjoy what God has for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God's kingdom is different from this world. God's kingdom.
Yes.
Amen. It's better than this world. Read on for me, please.
It is easier.
It is easier
for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Than for a rich man.
And for a rich man
to enter into the kingdom of God.
Into the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you know. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. How rich folks is. Amen. Hallelujah. It's hard for them to go through the eye of a camel. Hallelujah. Of a needle. Amen. For then a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Amen. So you better get yourself ready. You better get your mind together. You better get your heart together.
Yes.
And don't you bank on riches. Hallelujah. Don't you bank on your money. But you bank on the word of God. Because everything is going down but the word of God. And when you stand on the word of God, you will be blessed. When you stand on the word of God, you will be delivered. Read on for me, please.
And they were astonished.
They were astonished.
Out of the measure.
Out of their measure.
Saying amongst themselves.
Among themselves.
Who then can be saved?
Who then can be saved? The disciples was even astonished. Hallelujah. Jesus saved. And they said, who then can be saved? Amen. This thing requires a whole lot. Amen. From man. But who then can be saved?
Yes.
After he's given all of this. After he built his treasures in heaven. God trying to tell you, don't build your treasures up here. On this earth. Don't bank on things on this earth. But bank on things in heaven. Bank on things in my kingdom. Read on for me, please.
And Jesus looking upon them said.
Looking upon them said.
With men. It is impossible.
It is impossible.
But not with God.
But not with God.
For with God.
For with God.
All things are possible.
Amen. Hallelujah. They were astonished at what he said. Amen. Hallelujah. And they said, so then who can be saved? And Jesus had to let them know with men. Amen. Hallelujah. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's impossible. Hallelujah. To give up what you got and serve God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If your heart ain't in it, your heart got to be in it. Your heart got to be right.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your heart got to be turned to God. But he said, with God, hallelujah, all things are possible. So you got to remember, with God, all things are possible. God can bless you, and he can take it back. Or God can bless you and keep on blessing you. God blessed Abraham. He blessed Isaac and Jacob. And he's the same God.
Yes.
Yesterday, today, and forever. And if he blessed him, he can bless you. But you got to do it God's way.
Yes.
God's system is right. Man's system seem right. Man's system seem good. But not, hallelujah, it's not so. God's system is right, and God's system is good, and God's system will help you, and God's system will bring you out. Read on for me, please.
Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo,
lo,
we have left all, and followed thee.
Oh, hallelujah, Peter was looking in the natural. Hallelujah, when you're looking in the natural, you will see all that you did, and you'll miss what God has done. Peter said, we've left all. Hallelujah. And have followed you. We have given up everything. And we have followed you. But Peter didn't realize you did the best thing for your life. You did the best thing that you for we don't for me, please.
And Jesus answered
Jesus
and said,
answered and said,
verily I say unto
truly
you,
truly I say unto you,
there is no man,
there is no man
that have left house,
that left house,
or brethren,
or brethren,
or sisters,
or sister,
or father,
or father,
or mother,
mother,
or wife,
or wife,
or children,
or children,
or land,
or land,
for my sake,
for my sake,
and the gospel.
Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. I say unto you, there is no man that left all of this stuff. Hallelujah, for my sake. Hallelujah. You have lost nothing.
Yes.
Praise God, the devil make you feel like it. Hallelujah, glory to God. I left my house. That could have been my house. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. I left my brothers. I left my sisters. Hallelujah, glory to God. I left my father, mother. Hallelujah, left my wife and children. My God, I give it all up. Look what I got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, but look what you're going to get. It's not what you got, but it's what you're going to get. When you do it God's way, it's what you're going to get. When you serve God, it's what you're going to get. When you seek God, and when you give it all up. So what are you saying? What are you saying, Apostle? I'm telling you, give it all up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It will be worth it. When you give it all up. Read on for me, please.
But he shall receive a hundredfold.
But he shall receive a hundredfold.
Now in this time.
Now in this time.
Houses. And brethren.
Brethren.
And sisters.
Sisters.
And mothers.
Mothers.
And children.
Children.
And land.
Land.
With persecution.
With persecution.
In the world.
In the world.
To come to
eternal
life.
Eternal. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's the one you get eternal life. You give it all up. And then God give you a hundred. Hallelujah. Oh, all you had. And not only that, you get a persecution because people start talking about you.
Come on.
She gave up her house and look at her now. She's homeless.
Come on.
Hallelujah. She got nothing. Glory to God. It's not what it looked like. It looked like you ain't got nothing. Looked like you lose everything. Looked like everything's gone away. But no, let me tell you, you're going to get a hundredfold. And even, hallelujah, even after all your persecution, woo, glory to God, you're going to get, hallelujah, eternal life. Ain't that something, church?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Read on and let's see what else he say.
But many that are first,
but many that are first
shall be last.
Shall be last.
And the last.
And the last first. Hallelujah, you're going to step in front of them folks that got all this stuff.
Hey.
And you might have been last, but God is getting ready to put you first. Hallelujah, because you did what he said. I want to pray for you today. You that need to be saved, you that need to be delivered, you that want eternal life, God wants to give it to you. Why should you die in your sin? Hallelujah, and don't make it to heaven. Why should you die in your sin and don't, hallelujah, get eternal life and be a part of the kingdom of God?
Yes.
You need to come and be a part. You need to come and be delivered. Say, Lord, forgive me now of all my sins. Blot it out. Take it away. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sins and died that I might rose again. Hallelujah, glory, died that I might receive him. I believe that he died and rose again. Hallelujah, now receive him into my heart. Say, Satan, I rebuke you now. I no longer live for you. I'm living for God. And turn your life over to him, and he will deliver you, and he will bring you out. I'm going to let Evangelist Sheila come, hallelujah, and pray for you, you that are sick in your body. Amen. The devil has attacked her over and over,
yes.
But she's still standing on the word of God,
yes,
and
yes,
believing God. And she's going to pray for you now.
Father God, I'm asking you to touch him now. Lay your hands on your body. Lay your hands on your sickness. The Bible says you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Yeah, I know the devil done whispered in your ear, say you're going to die in this situation. When I come down, we come today to let you know today that you shall have life and have it more abundantly. Father God, I'm asking you to you to touch them now from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you.
Yes.
Loose your hold off of their minds. Loose your holds off of their bodies. Because the word of God said, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace, it was upon you. And by your stripes, you are healed. Now I want you to get up from there. I don't care how you're feeling. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't care what it feels like. You got to get up from there. And you start proclaiming, God, I am healed. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care if you say you got diabetes. I don't care if you say you got heart trouble. I don't care if you say you got COVID. You got to stand on the word of God. Because the word of God said, whose report will you believe? You got to get up from there and believe the Lord's report. Because his report said that you're healed. And you're healed now. In the name of Jesus, the devil, you are a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you now. See, that's what we got to start pleading. The blood of Jesus. Because Satan was defeated many years ago by the blood of the Lamb. And that same blood is defeating him now. So you're healed right now.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, what a powerful word.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, Apostle got me stirred up on today by the word. Everything is going down but the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Prophecy can come.
Yes.
This and that can come.
Yes.
But everything is going down but the word. We got to have some substance.
Yes.
We got to have some word to stand on.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to get up from there. Come on. Meet me on tonight. At 8 p.m., we're going to have Pastor Monica Orange bringing forth a powerful word from God. At 8 p.m., meet me there. And meet us there tomorrow night, Friday night. At 8 p.m., we're having Evangelist Prophetess Serena Williams bringing forth another powerful word at 8 p.m. And Sunday, meet us at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. We're having Pastor Joe Orange. He's going to be bringing forth the word of God. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Hallelujah.
Yes, and those of you that want to support this broadcast, we need you to support this broadcast.
Yes.
God is blessing this ministry. Amen. And we're giving you the word, and we need you to support this broadcast.
Yes.
You, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can write in. Amen. You can come and bring an offering.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You can cash app or you can Zelle. Amen. But let us know you appreciate it.
Yes.
And hallelujah, you want to be a part of it.
And say $ Pastor Lizzie is the cash app. And the Zelle is 321-917-4202. God bless you. We appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you, Lord's will, the same time. Hallelujah. On Thursday. God bless you all. Thank you for your support.
Know that God is with me, so I keep it on the side.